Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series today. I'm speaking with Dr. Philippe Wolgen, who is the CEO and Managing Director of an organisation called Clinuvel. Philippe, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invite.
It has been a rather eventful period for Clinuvel in terms of recent announcements. But why don't we reflect on the journey of the organisation, because what distinguishes the business from other organisations is there is a particular set of values that you operate by. What makes you different from other organisations?
Well, it's been quite a journey, as you know. It's been 15 years in the making to come to this point where the US regulator has finally recognized and approved a drug that was really conceptualized and executed out of Australia. When you ask me about the value systems, that's a broader discussion, but the old debate is always, is an enterprise successful due to its superior technology, or is there more to it? And we reverse that order, and in our view, and certainly in my view, it's all about the talent that you attract to execute and develop a technology rather than making the technology superior. So we make the technology subservient to the talent that we can attract.
And that is a very important aspect of Clinuvel in particular, because you believe that the true value of an organization is when individuals stay together for the longer period and adhere to the broader journey of things.
Well, the word believe is quite dangerous. And so a strategy, a plan, only comes to fruition if there is, along the way, meaningful endorsement and validation. And in our industry, you need the policeman to put the light on green. So the policemen in Europe are called EMA. In the US is the magical FDA. And so it's taken about 10 years for the Europeans to come on board and accept and recognize the technology. And it's taken 4 more years for the FDA. But doing it out of Australia gives us immense pride that it can be done out of this continent.
Indeed. So why don't we talk about the technology specifically that the FDA has approved most recently. It's all about sun sensitivity, and it's a very specialized area of medicine.
Yeah, so you're correct. This is a quite a unique technology. It belongs to a family of molecules, and we developed this molecule into a commercial product. And what it does is it's an injectable that the patients receive every 2 months, and that gives them an overall protection against non-ionizing radiation, so that is UVB, UVA, but specifically in the visible spectrum, the blue and the green light. And there are a number of disorders where patients are inbound. They are totally restricted because they cannot tolerate light, and we are addressing these disorders. But the relevance downstream is for a wider population. But you need always to prove novel technology, innovation, in a niche a population, call it the proof of concept, yep, before you start translating it to a wider audience.
But just to reflect on the sort of difference that this treatment makes to people's lives, before receiving it, they're effectively having to live in a darkened room, and thereafter, their life changes dramatically.
Yeah, this specific disorder is abbreviated EPP, erythropoietic protoporphyria, but what it is, it's a subset of patients in the world that have a genetic disorder, and they have a nocturnal existence. It means they cannot tolerate any source of light. And that gives them an ordeal, an internal inferno, we call it, inside, because their blood vessels are bursting, are being affected. And it has appeared over the last 15 years that this technology facilitates them for the first time to have a normal existence. So instead of being recluse and isolated, they come out and can participate in society, and that's immensely rewarding.
Now, to get a little more granular about the organization, you have taken a particular approach to the way that you've organized Clinuvel before coming to the commercialization part of the story. in terms of having your trials fully funded, the financial position, paying a dividend. Why were all of those elements so critical to the approach taken?
Well, some strategies are designed by default. If everything else has been tried, then there are only very few avenues left. So on the financial front, as important as meeting your technical objectives, you need to have a financial dashboard that differentiates you from other pharmaceutical companies. So you can learn from the other business cases. And the median amount that you need to spend for novel technology from inception, from the lab to the market, is north of 500 million. Now the question is that necessary? And how are you going to generate returns on 500 million up front? And so there, the thinking was slightly different. And you also need to be sensitive. I call that situational awareness. What you do in 2005 may hold true, but it may not be applicable for 2010 and 15. So you need to have the ability to anticipate a bit and understand, is the geopolitical climate going to change? So our anticipation was that pharmaceutical companies would be under scrutiny for their spending, their expenditures. Yeah. Now, that testimony was exemplified by the head of NICE. NICE is the National Institute of Clinical Excellence. It's the advisory body to the English government. His name is Sir Andrew Dillon. And he wrote a piece to the, a letter to the editor, if I'm not mistaken, 2014-15, in the Times.
Yep.
And he said, and I thought that was quite a pivotal moment. He said at the time, if the pharmaceutical industry is certain that it needs to spend $1.2 billion on a novel product to market, then we, the government, will not reimburse it.
Right.
So in other words, pharma, think again.
Yep.
So along the course, we said, how do you curtail, how do you constrict the cost? And you do that by integrating all the functions in-house. And the result is we spent $130 million to market as opposed to the median 500.
Yep.
So you prove to yourself that you can do it lean without cutting the corners, but also that you can outperform the larger or the median pharmas. It's just by building the teams in-house and disintermediating all these services. So you need to do it all yourself, basically.
Now, the big announcement in just recent days has been that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted you approval to market Synese in the United States. What does this mean for the organization?
Well, there's a hardcore significance for our commercial ability to market it in Europe. But there is also a softer side to the story. To build an organization while you already had three strikes out by the same organization from 1995 to 2005 means that you need to overturn human sentiment. So our dossier was already on the terminals of the FDA.
Yeah.
And at three different occasions under three different managements, they had rejected the technology. So to overcome that gives you an immense satisfaction. Yeah. It means that your strategy had worked out. It worked, but it took 14 years. But it was worthwhile doing it.
It's a good example of the sort of timeframes that you're dealing with when it comes to biotechnology. But let's be blunt, what does it mean in commercial terms?
Well, there are, on a prevalence basis, 4,500 patients in Europe and the same number in the US. And the task of this company is to reach the highest penetration in these populations in order to increase your profits and grow the company. Now, we've proven in Europe by self-distributing, again, that's an example where you lead. Yeah. You don't need other parties to help you to distribute the product.
Yeah.
So we distribute the product directly to the hospitals on the basis of the slow growth in Europe, because there's much more to go. The company became profitable in 2017, issued dividends in Australia in 18 and this year for the second time. And the US is going to double or triple that.
Philippe, knowing the mental approach that you take towards the organization, one drug is not going to be something that you have in a pipeline. You'd have a strategy that would be quite comprehensive. What other products do you have in mind?
Yeah, okay, so that's part of the risk management. The eternal debate is, are you risking the entire company on technology or are you diversifying? Now, if you diversify too early, you distract, you're not focused. And a focus is a very important word in what we do. We take teams around the world, we establish them, and we ask them to become super experts, expertise retained in-house on one area. But after the European, and since yesterday, the FDA approval, now it's time to slowly diversify and build a house with more pillars.
Yeah. Philippe, we look forward to what that house might look like in coming years. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And thanks very much for joining us for the Executive Series.